co-figure. Jan Carlos Artime Perez, who has spent most of his life in Cuba and Puerto Rico, chose to play in Buffalo during one of its coldest winter stretches. So why Buffalo? Pausa Art House owner Lazara Martinez got to know him when they studied together for a few years back in Cuba.
Pero por problemas de tiempo, pues yo no podía, hasta que se dio ahora.
She contacted him for this concert, something that she's been wanting to do for a while, but for a reason of timing, they were never able to get together, but now I guess is the right time.
Jan Carlos performs Cuban music, but his range as a pianist is quite notable, whether it's more of a modern improvisational sound. Or more traditional Cuban playing with a percussive emphasis on the keys and very impressive technique.
Después hice giras por Europa junto a Orlando Valle, flautista, maraca, ex integrante Iraquere.
He toured several countries around the world with a famous musician back in Cuba. Then he moved, you know, he leaves Cuba, moved to Puerto Rico. He lives in Puerto Rico for about 17 years. That's where he, you know, he lived for most of his life, where he had the opportunity to play with great musicians back in the island. And after that, then he comes to Miami to live with his family and he settles here.
After spending years performing with multiple groups in Puerto Rico, Jan Carlos is looking to make a name for himself across North America.
Bueno, ya la vez que me conozcan, ya podría entonces hacer otro tipo de...
He says when he's known more, he can do other things, collaborating with other musicians, not only as a pianist, or also as an arranger, producer. He can do a lot of things with music.
In 2009, Jan Carlos released a CD titled Recuerdos que lleva el viento. His performance at Pausa will consist of mainly new compositions, with the exception of one track, La Tarde.
Esa composición es un clásico cubano.
That composition is a very famous classic, from one of the greatest composer, Sindo Garay. A lot of musicians play that piece. It's really, really beautiful.
Porque hago,
the things that you're going to be hearing in this concert are were composed for family members, so it's something very, very personal for him.
Jan Carlos says he plans to release these new works on a solo album in the near future. For now, though, he's taking it one venue at a time, starting with Pausa, as jazz audiences across the continent catch on to an emerging talent. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.